dinosaur, 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 dinosaur. Enough of that.
Quit horse. Name one movie that was better the first time you saw it than Jurassic Park, the first one.
Debbie Does Dallas.
Yeah, that one was pretty good the first time.
Yeah, the first
pretty
time. True. I mean, still good.
Good answer there. That was a good quick answer.
Still good.
But besides that.
Oh, yeah. No, dude. It effing dinosaurs everywhere. It was killer. It was awesome. I loved it.
What was better, Terminator 2 or Jurassic Park?
Jurassic Park.
Are you sure?
I think so. Terminator 2 is great, but just the whole concept of, because you already had Terminator, so you know what I mean? Like Jurassic Park, boom, out the gate, effing dinosaur movie, killer, man. You know what I mean?
You watched T2, the entire movie?
Yes. Are you kidding me? I've seen all of them. I've even seen the crappy ones, all right?
Nice.
Yeah.
T2 is pretty awesome, too.
It is great. Don't get me wrong.
Judgment Day, one of the best. It was a game changer in CGI.
I guess maybe they're on two different playing fields. Maybe we can't really compare the two. You know, that's kind of hard to compare.
Yeah,
you know.
It's a rated R movie. What was Jurassic Park? PG-13?
I think PG-13, yeah.
Yeah.
And then give the R rating for a guy getting eaten by a dinosaur on the toilet, you know?
You know.
It's good family fun. But no, I think just overall the concept, I mean, I guess Terminator, because we had the original Terminator, right? So the first one, OG Terminator. And then you come out with the second one, which is great, definitely a step up. But if you're talking about like first movie, you know what I mean? Yeah,
Jurassic Park, for sure.
For sure, for sure. So,
yeah, we can all agree the first Terminator is a little,
it's not that good.
Still good.
You know,
but
Arnold
a little lady-ish.
He only has 14 lines in that entire movie.
Jeez, dude.
14 lines.
So, somebody broke that down. So he made, I can't remember, how much money per syllable or something. It was ridiculous, dude.
Yep. 14 lines in that entire movie. Yeah.
$100,000 per syllable.
Come on, do it. A couple of us are just grunts.
He wasn't supposed to be the Terminator.
No, they looked at some other people, didn't they?
Yeah, it was supposed to be, who was it going to be? I just watched his documentary the other day. It's funny, I'm watching documentaries on Terminator.
Not anything important you're watching about.
No. It wasn't him. And then he had a meeting. And then he had a meeting with the director who was, James Cameron, right?
Yeah.
And James is like, nope. He's like, Arnold, you're going
to
be Terminator.
Oh, it was supposed to be OJ.
OJ, that's what it was.
Revealed that OJ was almost cast as the Terminator in the cult classic.
Supposed to be OJ. And so Arnold had a meeting with James Cameron, right? And he was like, Arnold was telling him, he's like, all right, so the Terminator's got to be this way, though. He's got to be really robotic. He's got to do, look a certain way. And James, I guess, during that meeting was like, well, there you go. You're doing it.
Yeah.
Why don't you play Terminator?
Arnold, do it. Come on.
I'm glad that worked out. I'm glad Arnold played Terminator. Just saying.
Well, the only thing is OJ did actually have the killing part already established. He knew that part. He could play that role. He's like, you want
Terminator in real life?
You need me to murder these people? I can do that. I mean, I can't do that. You already had the murdering part down.
Just chalk it up. We're glad that Arnold took that role, huh?
Does the Terminator stab people? Because I'm really good at that. I mean,
no, he doesn't.
That's
Team 1000. He should have played that guy.
OJ on there. People forget that he was just a big. He used to be a big deal. He used to
big
do
deal,
things.
Big actor.
Yeah, big deal.
He's in all the Naked Guns.
Yeah, he killed it doing those too, right?
Oh, what choice of words, Brock? Choice of words.
All right, we got to keep her moving here, okay? I can't be making these puns all day. It's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Medleaf Provisioning Center in Hartford. Can you feel better? Yes, you can.
Cannabis.
Your dumb vocabulary for today. How about this one? Here we go. Congratsturbating.
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 Is it when you congratulate somebody for, I don't know.
Whacking it?
Discovering masturbation? I don't know.
Little Timmy finally found it. Jerking it. No, that's not correct. Correct. Congratsturbating.
Congratsturbating. It's
I don't think you're going to get this one, buddy. You've been pretty good.
I don't think so. I don't think I can put the two together. What you got?
Congrats, Jermaine. It's when someone publicly praises themselves for an achievement. Basically, you're giving yourself the old stroke of the ego. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm kind of a big deal. Hey, did you guys hear I won this award? Yeah, you're basically just...
Nobody cares.
Yeah. Has everyone heard about this thing I did? Yeah, you're basically just taking care of yourself in public. You're praising yourself, stroking that ego in public. Yeah. Congrats,
Jermaine. Hit the ball 300 yards. Yeah. I hit it like a... No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Quit trying to congratulate yourself for something you can't do.
We get it. You like yourself. Example, Al's always congrats-turbating.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Look at me. Look at me, everyone. Ah, your pants are off. All right, there you go.
This guy sucks.
This guy sucks. That's your dumb vocabulary. We'll be back.